Gas prices have been somewhat steady in recent weeks, but Ottawa drivers woke up on Wednesday, October 5, to one of the biggest single-day price jumps in recent memory. The average price rose 10 cents overnight to $1.629 a litre at most Ottawa stations, and another significant increase is coming on Thursday, October 6. The price of gas will rise 6 cents at midnight to $1.689 a litre, marking the highest price in the region in 2 months. Wednesday's increase, one of the biggest single-day jumps the province has seen over the last decade. Gas prices hit a record $2.159 a litre in Ottawa in June. Dan McTeague, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy and Gas Price Analyst, told the Rob Snow Show with guest host David Smith on October 5 that people are eagerly waiting to see what happens at the OPEC Vienna meeting, where it's expected there will be an oil production cut of 1.8 million barrels. If the cut happens, McTeague said gas prices in Ottawa could easily go back up to $2, but it will be a gradual increase. Southern Ontario gas prices have been nowhere near as high as they've been in Western Canada. Metro Vancouver set a North American all-time record earlier this week when the price at the pumps reached $2.42 per liter. That price is expected to keep climbing with a refinery in Washington state shut down for maintenance. The rising gas prices follow a big jump in oil prices on Monday, with OPEC getting ready to cut production by 2 million barrels a day. Refineries are also seeing a scale back in output with the seasonal switch over to wintertime gasoline blends. The price of oil has increased $10 a barrel over the last week to $86. Roger McKnight, chief petroleum analyst at Enpro International, told City News on Tuesday, October 6, that prices could continue to surge if OPEC follows through with cutting production. As far as I can see, there is a tightness of supply, he says. As it stands right now, it's really depending on what OPEC does tomorrow. In the U.S., President Joe Biden recently warned oil and gas companies against increasing prices for consumers as Hurricane Ian lashed Florida's southwest coast. Biden said that the hurricane provides no excuse for price increases at the pump, and if it happens, he will ask federal officials to determine whether price gouging is going on. Gasoline prices mostly reflect trends in global oil prices, and crude, both the U.S. benchmark and the international Brent, has been slumping since mid-June on growing fears of a global recession that would reduce demand for energy. Listen to the full interview with Dan McTeague below.